This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Getting you what you need to know. Power Talk. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Power 98.7.
Now let's talk about financial stability and credit ratings. As we heard from the MMC of Finance, there's many ways in which municipalities earn money or collect revenue. Fundamental, it's through rates and taxes and citizens paying for those services. There are allocations via grants from the National Treasury. But if your credit rating is okay, then you can also try going to the capital markets, and the city of Tshwane, with a stable credit rating, is still able, credit rating from Moody's at least, a stable credit rating is then able to go elsewhere to the commercial markets to raise some capital. But is that the reality for all other municipalities in the country, especially considering that the majority of municipalities in South Africa have qualified audits? In other words, their finances are either incomplete, those are the most delinquent municipalities, so those records have not been seen and completed for a long time, or even if they've been completed, there are monies that can't properly be accounted for in terms of how they were distributed or rolled over. We've seen in some municipalities the finances may be intact, but some questions are being raised about procurement processes not complying with the Public Finance Municipal Act, Management Act. And then, of course, there's just the general fiscus, which is where you and I, as citizens of a city, do we pay for our services, particularly water and electricity? And that combination of factors really does create a situation where Ratings Africa says the average score is that 43 out of 100 is the average score of 8 metropolitan councils, so the biggest cities in South Africa. When it comes to fiscal stability and credit ratings, 43 out of 100 is the average score. So basically a fail, certainly when I was in school. If you didn't get 50 out of 100, you failed. I don't know about the system right now, but 43 out of 100 is not a good number. And the big municipalities, Midvaal, Mosselbaai in the Western Cape, are said to have been identified as the most financially stable municipalities in South Africa, just in terms of a governance record on ratings. I find that truly interesting. So let's talk about the Municipal Financial Sustainability Index, the MFSI, with Charles Cox, who is the principal at Ratings Africa. Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, I thought we dropped you there for a while.
No, Charles, I know. Morning. It sounds funny, but I'm here. Good morning.
Okay, thank you. You know, we're not in studio, so we're all relying on the ether to keep us together. Okay, so tell us about, we did lose him. Let's see if we can get him back. I'd like to find out more about the work that is being done by Ratings Africa, their methodology, and also this interesting revelation that the most financially stable municipalities in South Africa are Mosselbaai and Midvaal municipalities, just in terms of the criteria used for governance and ratings. Charles, are you there?
Yes, I'm here again.
Okay,
yes.
And it's Charles Afrikaans and French, Charles. Okay,
yeah, right,
tell
yes.
us a little bit about tell us a little bit about Ratings Africa and how you go about doing the work that you do.
Thank you. Ratings Africa is a governance ratings agency, so we look only at governance, and sustainability is part of governance, which is how we get to the municipalities. And for the municipalities, we have constructed an index, meaning that we can take publicly available information, we can score that against an expectation, and we can eventually measure how well these municipalities have done in terms of financial sustainability.
Okay, and how do you go about establishing financial sustainability? What do we mean by that?
We mean by that this municipality is conducting its affairs in a manner that eventually make it possible for it to take on significant crises and still get through them without external financial assistance, and to continue to provide quality services to the constituents. That's the financial sustainability. It also means, of course, that this is for the medium to long term. You can't just be sustainable for 1 year.
Mm. Okay. I thought you still had more for me, Charles. Maybe I'm just a German journalist who's used to belaboring a point, so you'll forgive me for that. Okay.
There's a lot more to say, but I'm trying to keep it to the point.
But say more so that we understand. Okay, so you are talking to us about municipalities that are able to earn money, their revenues, allocate correctly, stay in the black, and still render services.
Correct. Absolutely correct.
Okay, so it's a liquidity issue. And then it's also an issue of being able to deliver services to balances. Now, big municipalities are struggling on the liquidity front, Charles.
Yes.
It's not because they don't know how to manage their books. It's because they can't really earn the revenue. The city of Tshwane right now, the biggest municipality, is on a huge campaign to collect because even big users, government departments, are not paying their rates and taxes, let alone citizens and residents.
Fair enough. I would say, though, that the financial management quality, in other words, the abilities of the financial management, come into this very strongly, because there often are ways and means to either see where the problem lies and go and address it specifically, or make another plan. But you're right. At the end of the day, there is a question of collection. In the case of the city of Tshwane, let me just see what their collection rate was over this last year. It was 91.74%. Which isn't too bad, but you know, the concept is that you should get to 95% ideally, and their liquidity certainly is horrendously bad.
Mm. Okay, so the ideal is that you have a 95% collection rate, and then from the monies you collect, it should give you cash flow, liquidity.
It should. I wouldn't say the ideal is 95. That's like, let's go, that's actually a minimum. You know, you can't survive if you're under 95 constantly. So the ideal is obviously 100%, but you know, nobody gets there, except that in some months you can actually get above that because you've got so much to collect from previous months, you know what I mean? But yes, 95% should put you in a position where the funds are sufficient, if well managed, to do what you need to do. Correct.
Okay. Well, you know, when we look at basic audits, you get the impression that the average municipality is way below the 95%, which then, in terms of your assertions, that's a crisis.
Yes. To give you a feeling per province, which is the easiest for us to just give you, if we look at Eastern Cape, that's at 77.4 average. Free State is at 63.3 average. Gauteng, 79.6. KwaZulu-Natal, a pretty nice 91.7. Limpopo, 84. Mpumalanga, 76. Northern Cape, 85.8. Northwest, 71.6. And Western Cape, 97.6. I think you can see a massive difference between the 63.3 of the bottom one and the 97.6 of the top one.
Okay. So here we're talking a collection rate, and then it speaks to liquidity. But let's just discuss the other criteria that's used to assess governance and sustainability and the methodology you've used in compiling this index.
Sure. We look essentially at a number of components, meaning that, you know, the operational efficiency, if you will, is key. You need to build a buffer, and the only way you can build that buffer is making a surplus every year. Doesn't have to be large, but it has to be there. We then look at obviously the liquidity aspect and measure that as it changes over time. We also measure the debt governance aspect to see that the way that you are managing your borrowings is appropriate for the occasion, that you're spending that money on something that eventually will bring you revenue, such as water infrastructure, for example, maybe electricity infrastructure. Then we look at the budget position. How do you budget for the future? You make sure that it's positive all the way. Affordability in terms of your residents, are you keeping your rates and your cost of your services at a level where they can afford it from year to year? Everything increases, and you have to acknowledge that their salaries don't necessarily increase in the same way. And then infrastructure development, which is our sixth point, are you actually spending on the infrastructure? Are you doing the repairs and maintenance that needs to be done?
Okay, so it's quite a big list of criteria. So first, do you have savings for a rainy day, a buffer? for maintenance and other things. Are you servicing your debts? Because obviously they go to the capital markets to raise some money. The speed at which you collect, but also whether or not you are spending on infrastructure upgrades so that you can render services that you can monetize, like water and electricity. And then here's the big one for all ratepayers is affordability. Do municipalities understand that with the cost of living crisis in South Africa, salaries are not necessarily going up, but service costs are going up all the time?
Well, I think they understand that. The problem is that when a municipality has got its back against the wall, the most logical place to start looking for a way to fix it is to increase rates and taxes. But, you know, as you said, it's just impossible to keep increasing it by amounts greater than what the salaries in your area specifically, right? Not just even the whole of South Africa, just your area. And some of these municipalities are in poor areas, so the increase in resident salaries is probably going to be lower. So, yes, very important aspect, something that we watch like a hawk and then report on, of course. We're not always convinced that everybody sees it the same way, but you're absolutely right.
Yeah. Okay. So you've been doing this work, my understanding is, since 2011. So from 2011 till now, in that decade and a bit, what have you seen in the evolution of the story of municipalities?
We've seen a gradual decline. We've seen a gradual decline, especially amongst the middle and bottom groups on our ranking list, so to speak. So there are some that are really in a dire, dire situation. To give you an example, Amatlati, which is the old Stutterheim in the Eastern Cape, they sit at 7 out of 100. I mean, that's so low that you just can't believe it. Machabeng in the old Welkom is 10. Newcastle is 15. Lekwa is 13 out of 100. So some of them have just declined constantly. Others have, I don't know, seen the light, seen the problem and started working on it. We do see areas like KwaZulu-Natal, for example, certainly the Western Cape, where municipalities are slowly improving. And it's a pity that it's not right through the country.
Okay. So, I mean, when we started the conversation, you gave us a sense of what is meant by sustainability and why some municipalities seem to be doing better than others. But what separates the good from the bad, those who do it well and those who don't? What are the fundamental distinctions?
Simplistically seen, it's quality of financial management. It's the extent to which there's financial discipline within the municipality itself. And it's the support for management, probably by council, but also by the residents, to sometimes do things that are uncomfortable, unpopular, but really necessary. For example, if you know that you're growing very, very fast in terms of your population, you really need to plan for the future. Therefore, you need to probably go and borrow to build infrastructure for that growing area. And even though you can't afford it now, it's going to be even worse in 10 years' time. And you have to plan for that.
Yeah. You know, we spoke to the Minister of Cooperative Governance early this week, and she said something that was quite revealing to me, which is, from her assessments, what's needed in terms of admin skills at the city management level is not accounting skills, it's engineering skills for those build projects, for that CapEx. So basically, there are chartered accountants and qualified officials to render quality financial management and discipline at municipal level. On the whole, they exist, but it's not happening. Why is it not happening?
Well, I fear I would disagree with the minister to some extent. It's true that there are pockets of excellence, of brilliance, even if you want to say that. But there are many cases where these municipalities either ignore the advice of the financial management, or don't have financial management who can dig their heels in and say, I'm sorry, we're not going to spend more on a Rolls Royce. I'm joking, of course, but you know the feeling. We're not going to spend more on a Rolls Royce because we can't afford it. So management has to be empowered to do the right thing, which is something I mentioned before. The council has to understand that even in an election year, one still has to collect the outstanding monies, because otherwise you won't exist in 2 years' time. So we actually see significant gaps in the quality of the financial management. But it's true that engineering-wise, there is probably an even greater problem. Many engineers upped and left for various reasons, not just the logic that they lost their jobs, but sometimes they didn't want to continue. Back in the 94, 96 area, And they haven't necessarily been replaced by people with the extent of expertise, experience. Yeah, and that is a problem, because only that experience sometimes says, oh, what I'm seeing here now doesn't look good. There's something going wrong going on beneath the ground.
Yeah. Okay. And a final question to you. So that we don't get to a place where we see the collapse of municipalities in South Africa, what would your suggestion be? Because the Treasury is loath to get involved beyond the grants and allocations, and certainly bailout is not a comfortable word.
Understood. And it makes sense that they're loath. Really, we'd like to see municipalities all wake up to realize exactly in what a pickle they are. That's the first thing, you know. Stop the denial aspect and just say, okay, we are in a pickle. Then reach out to others who could help. These others could be in other municipalities around you or even far away, but willing to assist. To say, okay, we had the same problem 20 years ago or 10 years ago or 5 years ago. We solved it this way. Maybe you can learn from that. And thirdly, reach out to the communities and say, guys, we really need your assistance. We are floundering and we're not shy to acknowledge that. Let's take hands and fix this. Because that's the only way, really. You cannot just send money down a tube and think that you're going to solve this problem. It has to be a concerted and a long-term effort from everybody involved, municipalities, residents, and others that are in the, you know, on the sideline, like other municipalities willing to help.
Okay, we want to thank you for your time, Charles Cox, who is the principal at Ratings Africa, doing ratings on South African municipalities, their financial sustainability.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.